Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Him revealing himself as there in our healer is in connection with what happened with those bitter waters. The waters were healed. Can you see it? The waters were healed. And he said, you know, basically he's saying, stay with me. Do what I tell you to do, and I'll be able to take care of you in any situation. And I'll be able to heal you like these waters got healed. Because that's who I am. I'm the healer. I heal waters. I heal plants and animals. I heal you. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your physician, the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord who fixes you. Did he fix those waters?
Yes.
Yes, he did. And he said, I'll fix you just like I fixed that. I am the healer. Praise God. Oh, somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Now, what happened to that poisonous, bitter water? It was changed on a molecular level, wasn't it? The poison, the evil things, the harmful things that were in it were neutralized. How did that happen? Well, we know that if you have enough knowledge of chemicals, you can neutralize one substance with another substance. Well, if you have the knowledge of God, you can do things way out beyond that. To him, I mean, it might seem like magic to the observer. To him, it's just knowing what to do. All true science agrees with God 100%. Because all of it comes from him. All real knowledge and science. It was neutralized. Listen to the definition of neutralize. Means to stop something from being effective, to stop something from being harmful, to counteract the activity or the effect of. And that's what happened. The Lord showed Moses a tree, which was a type of the cross and the redemptive work that happened there. He threw that in to that water place, hole, pond, whatever it was, source. And when he did, God caused a reaction by his power. And it neutralized everything bad and harmful in that water. Hallelujah. And the Lord called it healing. Amen. He called it healing. Let me give you some other examples, because there are numerous examples. In Numbers 21, we just talked about this last week. In Numbers 21:9, we saw where the people murmured and complained. Again, how many know murmuring is serious business? It will get you in trouble. It will remove your protection. They murmured, they complained, they blamed Moses and Aaron, blamed God. And poisonous vipers came into the camp and bit people, and people were dying. And he told them, Moses made a serpent of brass, set it on the pole, and if any serpent had bitten any man, and he looked expectantly into the serpent of brass, he has lived. How can that be? If you've been bitten by this massive poisonous serpent, and this poison is flowing through your system, there is no emergency help available. There is no antivenom around. How could you live? While they're fixing their gaze on the serpent on the pole, the Bible said, as many as looked, lived. Everybody that looked, lived. What happened? The poison that was already in their system was neutralized. Because the Lord's still Jehovah Rapha.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And by looking at a type of Jesus on the cross, because John, everybody know John 3:16? Well, you back up just two verses before it, 14 and 15, it said, even as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up on the cross. Telling us in the New Testament that that serpent on the pole was a type of Jesus on the cross. Why? Because he became sin with our sin, and the judgment fell on him there. But by looking attentively, intently, fixing their gaze on a type of Jesus on the cross, they were forgiven and they were healed of the venom that was in their bodies, and they were delivered from the snakes that bit them, lest they be bitten again. Somebody say, forgiven,
forgiven.
Healed,
delivered
by the cross. But what happened at the cross? Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. Do you believe this actually happened? Do you believe that those poisonous waters were made sweet?
Yes.
Did it really happen?
Yes.
Do you believe people with venom in their blood system, killing them, maybe near death, that the power of God neutralized that venom, and in a matter of minutes, they were just fine? You believe that?
Yes.
Has he changed?
No.
Has he lost his power?
No.
Has his will changed?
No.
Is he still neutralizing?
Yes.
Evil and harmful stuff?
Yes.
Is healing. If you got something bad in your body that's harming you, it needs to be neutralized so that it becomes harmless. Amen. It was a killer one minute, next minute, your body's just getting rid of it. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look in 2 Kings, the second chapter. 2 Kings 2 and 19. In Elisha's ministry, said the men of the city said to Elisha, behold, I pray you, the situation of our city is pleasant, as the Lord sees, but the water is not. Other translations say the water is bad and the ground is barren. Others say it causes miscarriages. The water is bad and causes miscarriage. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt in it. And they brought it to him, and he went forth to the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there. And he said, thus says the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from this any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke. There are people that scoff at something like that. They said, what are you trying to get us to believe in magic? No, no. God created the heavens and the earth. He created the laws of nature. He knows things you don't know. He knows things the best scientists in the world don't know. He knows how to arrange and rearrange molecules. He knows how to cause his power to interact with substances and change their formation, change their nature, change their function. If he created it, he can adjust it. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Sure. The waters were healed. Somebody say, the waters were healed. The waters were healed. Today's English version says, put some salt in a new bowl and bring it to me. They brought it to him. Salt. You ever heard about salt before? Saw in the New Testament. It's a type of the life of God in the believer. We are the salt of the earth now. It's a type of the preserving power of God. And he threw the salt in the water. And he said, this is what the Lord said. I'll make this water pure. It'll not cause any more deaths or miscarriages. And that water has been pure ever since, just as Elisha said it would be. What happened? It was killing people. It was causing sickness. It was causing miscarriages and problems. What happened? The power of God. They released faith by acting on what God said in casting that salt in there. But it wasn't just the salt. The power of God got involved in that.
Right.
And what was evil and destructive was neutralized. He's done this over and over again. Look in the fourth chapter, 2 Kings 4 and 38. Elisha came again to Gilgal. There was a dearth. There was a famine, drought in the land. And the sons of the prophets were sitting before him. And he said to his servant, set on the great pot and seethe pottage for the sons of the prophets. And one went out into the field to gather herbs and found a wild vine and gathered thereof wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. I guess he didn't have many lessons in cooking. He went and got the bad mushrooms. And verse 41, well, back up to 40. I moved too quick. They poured it out for the men to eat. And it came to pass as they were eating of the pottage that they cried out and said, oh, man of God, there's death in the pot. They've been poisoned. And they couldn't eat it. I guess they felt the effects of it. They thought, oh, we've been poisoned. Verse 42, or 41 rather, he said, bring meal. And he cast it into the pot. And he said, pour out for the people that they may eat. And there was no harm in the pot. Now, it took faith for them to eat some more of it, didn't it? He said, I spoke over it, and I threw some meal in it. A lot of folks would say, well, okay. I'm going out to eat. But there was a drought. There's no option. People are starving to death. What happened? There was poison in the pot. What did the power of God do?
Neutralized
that. So that, said out loud, there was no harm.
No harm.
In the pot. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Somebody say, praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me